From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Sorry, you just caught me coming out of the shower, so here are today's top stories while I finish toweling off.
Following a major discovery from NASA regarding the potential existence of ice on the moon, the city of Los Angeles is wasting no time getting in on the action, announcing they've already begun work on a 238,900-mile-long canal that will be used to siphon water from the moon. Gotta put those fires out somehow. And some bad news for at least one person, as the Supreme Court today struck down former President Barack Obama's personal health insurance policy. The 5-4 decision ruled that Barack Obama's use of an HMO to provide health coverage for himself, his wife, and his daughters is in blatant violation of the Ninth Amendment. Chief Justice Roberts did note, however, that existing coverage for all other Americans would remain unaffected, except for the former president and first family. All right, back with even more news right after I'm done blow-drying every inch of me.
Stay with us!
In a world where fact and fiction are harder than ever to parse on social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, for some, it can be difficult to discern what is truth and what is a lie. And nowhere is that more apparent than in the life of Kansas City resident Jonathan Houston, who astonishingly has not heard or read a single true thing in 6 years. Joining us now with more is OPR psychological truth expert, Dr. Laura Daubert.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little more about Jonathan.
Well, it's a fascinating story because despite engaging with the world frequently, Jonathan Houston has not seen a single verifiably true piece of information about anything since 2014. The 55-year-old electrician has consumed tens of millions of facts from television, social media, the news, and somehow 100% of them have been not just suspect, but patently false.
Wow, Laura, that's pretty remarkable. I know that media literacy is at an all-time low in this country, and things are not always what they seem, but could this all be because of disinformation or just a lack of proper education?
Well, you'd think so, Leslie, but this is much more serious than that. For more than half a decade, every single thing Jonathan has learned, whether it be about the election, climate change, pending NFL trades, China, movie releases, the physical properties of glass, or the coronavirus pandemic, it has all been false. What's worse, even when Jonathan suspects an article or piece of information he's consumed is wrong, he ends up Googling it and reading 10 more flat-out lies. Take a listen.
It's just a crazy world we live in, and you gotta be careful who to trust. Just yesterday, I was on Facebook, and I learned that apparently in this election, a lot of people tried to vote twice. It's really a shame we live in a world where people would try to do that, be so deceitful. But you take the bad with the good. Like apparently, Taco Bell is bringing back cheesy fiesta potatoes. I saw that on Reddit.
Yeah, that is way off. But I suppose that makes sense. People who spend more time online and on social media are just more susceptible to misinformation.
Oh no, Leslie. This is taking place in every aspect of his life. Just yesterday, Jonathan consumed over 3,000 falsehoods alone. First, he woke up to his alarm clock, which was slow by 2 minutes. He then consumed more lies at work, where his boss told him that he was a valuable member of the team and that he'd soon be getting a raise. He even ate a frozen meal for dinner that incorrectly labeled the number of calories, cook time, and expiration date. Here he is again.
Honestly, things have been going really well. My friend gave me a book about the paleo diet, and ever since I started it, everyone says I look great. I'm also running a lot, and my exercise app told me yesterday I hit a new personal record. I've already lost 5 pounds.
Oh, we should note that while Jonathan doesn't know it, his scale is off by 5 pounds.
Ooh, ouch. It seems like no matter what this guy does, he just keeps getting farther and farther from the truth. Hopefully his friends and family can help point him in the right direction.
Actually, Leslie, Jonathan's series of mistruths was unfortunately extended just last night, when right before going to bed, his wife told him that she loves him.
Tough break. Well, hopefully he doesn't tune into this extremely truthful episode of The Topical. That way he can keep his impressive streak of misinformation alive.
He definitely will not, Leslie. Nobody listens to this podcast.
And thank God for that. That's OPR's Dr. Laura Daubert. Back in a moment. Here at The Topical, we value truth above all else. And that's why our dedicated team of fact-checkers really need to stop taking advantage of OPR's flexible PTO policy. You guys aren't supposed to all take the same days off. That's not how it's supposed to work. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today.
More bad news for former President Obama today, as former First Lady Michelle Obama is reportedly fuming after finding out that Barack has also titled his upcoming memoir, Becoming. Ooh, should have checked with the missus on that one, Barack. Big mistake. And distress amongst the current First Family as well today, as President Trump was reportedly furious after finding an issue of the Washington Post hidden under his son Barron's mattress. Sources close to the family say that the president was extremely upset to find his youngest son looking at such smut and is planning to ground Barron until he finally fesses up and admits where he got the shameful filth. And we've all been a teenager before. I say give the kid a break. And in sports, the 2020 NBA draft got underway last night, which means crowds of excited young basketball prospects gathered this morning to crowd around the list taped to the ESPN bulletin board to find out who all got drafted. And of course, it's important to remember that even if you didn't get drafted this year, it takes more than just the players to make the games happen. You can always sign up to run the scoreboard or inflate the basketballs as an NBA stagehand. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, then you should stop lying to yourself and just admit it. It'll feel really good to be honest with yourself for once, and it'll feel even better to subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts. You can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, and for just $10 a month, you'll get an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes, where I'll thank you by name or something that sounds close enough. Today's shout-out is for Patreon members Dimitri Fouch and Marcus Trapp. Dimitri and Marcus are each members of our $10 tier, and if you combine their generous contributions to our show, they still don't add up to as much as Ariel de la Garza, who's a member of our $25 tier and has been since we launched the Patreon. Pretty pathetic, Marcus and Dimitri, but we thank you all for your lackluster support nonetheless. And as for the rest of you lowlifes, you can go sign up for our Patreon now. And tomorrow on The Topical, we'll have the incredible story of seven twins. Do I mean septuplets, or seven separate pairs of twins? Or do I mean seven singular people who all have twin siblings? There's only one way to find out, and that's tomorrow on The Topical.